It is time once again for the Morning Juice here on KKOJ. We're joined by Mackenzie Schley from the Jackson County Library. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So January has plenty to start a new year, and the winter reading program is the first thing we're going over today.
Yes, we have our winter reading program again, and this year our theme is Library Spark Your Imagination. So it's going on right now. You can sign up anytime from now until March 31st when it ends, and you can sign up by going to our website or by stopping into the library. We'll get you ready. And what it is for adults and teens who are in grades 8 through 12. They get to set their own reading goal. The only rule we give is that there's a minimum of 3 books, and you set a goal of what you can read in that whole time span until March 31st. If you reach your goal, whichever it is, whether it's 3 books or it's 80 books, whatever your goal is, once you reach it, you get to come in and pick out a prize. We've got some really cute mugs with the theme on it. Reading themed socks and chocolate bars.
All right, so that's the winter reading program that's going on, and there's a couple event things like the Great Puzzle Race that are happening as well later on this month.
Yeah, we've got our first Great Puzzle Race of the winter. We have done these the last 2 winters now, and it's coming up on Saturday, January 24th in Lakefield and Heron Lake, and it'll be in Jackson on Saturday, January 31st. So that one, the space is limited, so everybody does have to register, and you register your team of 2 to 4 people. And then at each event, there'll be 5 teams competing with the same puzzle to see who can finish it the fastest.
And speaking of events, some for the adults as well in particular.
Yes, we have bingo coming up on January 14th in Lakefield and Heron Lake, and January 16th in Jackson. That's completely free. You don't have to register. You can just come enjoy a little bit of bingo with some small prizes.
What is homebound delivery?
Yes, so we do a special service within city limits of Jackson, Lakefield, and Heron Lake, where we can provide books, movies, magazines, things like that to people who just can't get out of the house. And whether they are homebound all of the time or maybe only a limited amount of time, a lot of people maybe don't want to go out as much in the winter with how slick it is out there. We can provide stuff. We deliver it right to your house. We can either find specific items that you already know that you want, or you can just tell us, hey, I like to read historical fiction, and we'll find some good stuff for you, send it to you, and then someone will come back, pick it up, and bring you new stuff. So it's a really cool service that we provide completely free, and you can call any of our libraries to get set up for that.
The libraries are closed. They were on New Year's Day itself, but there's another date coming up to keep in mind.
Yes, we will be closed on Monday, January 19th for MLK Junior Day, but even if our libraries are closed, we always want to make sure that people know we have a bunch of digital services that they can access. So we have Libby, which provides ebooks and audiobooks that you can read and listen to. We've also got a really cool service called Canopy, which allows you to watch TV shows and movies for free with your library card.
What are the most important places that people can go to keep updated on things that are going on with the library?
Well, of course, you can always come into the library. We love to see everyone and tell everyone what's going on. There's also our website, jclmn.org. We've got an event calendar on there, so you can go and see what's going on. And also our Facebook pages. We update those really regularly, and each library has their own. So if you only want to see Heron Lake stuff, you can just follow their page. We encourage people to follow all 3 because we share everything between our 3 libraries.
Find details that we've shared with you today and even more about what's going on over at the Jackson County Library, libraries in the system as well. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's Mackenzie Schley from the Jackson County Library System telling us about what's going on here in Jackson along with Lakefield and Heron Lake. Thank you out there for listening.